From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. To your letters now, and we begin with the overwhelming response to this week's All Tech Considered.
On Monday, our tech contributor, Omar Gayaga, told us that Time Warner is test driving a plan to use tiered pricing for its internet service. That means if you surf the web more than the average customer, you might end up paying more than the average customer. Well, that plan got many of you writing. Maya Linask of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, wrote in, playing on a metaphor I used in the interview. If I have salad and you have lobster, it may not be fair to just split the bill in half, but it seems that the exact same analogy can be applied to cable access itself. If I only watch 1 hour of television a day, why should I pay the same as someone who watches 5 hours a day? Yet, I don't hear the cable companies proposing that pricing scheme. This makes me suspect that it's all just a matter of making more money rather than a concern for fair allocation of costs among customers.
Tom Mullen of Beaumont, Texas, where Time Warner tested the policy, sees a potential upside. He writes, "Spammers send out millions of unsolicited emails per minute, and if there's even a small fee involved, I think that's going to put a halt to a major part of the problem, free unlimited bandwidth. Also, for those annoying relatives and friends who forward chain letters and cute puppy stories, maybe we can get some relief."
On yesterday's program, we heard about a new CD by Christine Balfa, 55 minutes of Cajun music played on the solo triangle. Well, many of you were waiting for a late April Fool's punchline. Adam Freed of Gladwin, Pennsylvania writes, "I love music, all kinds, but more than a minute or so of solo triangle sounds to me like a sort of thing that would be outlawed by the Geneva Convention."
But Tom Caffrey of Orlando, Florida, was among those who figured out that we were having a little fun with this. He writes, "I had a driveway moment this evening, and it couldn't have happened at a better time. I had just pulled into the parking lot of the post office, ready to mail my tax return, when this piece came on NPR. Laughed so hard, I almost forgot why I was there."
Finally, yesterday, our correspondent Don Gagne brought us a remembrance of baseball player Mark the Bird Fidrich. He pitched for the Detroit Tigers and enjoyed one truly stellar season in 1976. Don's story touched several of you, including Eric Siegel of Madison, Wisconsin, a former Detroiter. He writes, 1976 was a dismal time for the Motor City, which was reeling economically from the oil shocks of the early 70s. But for that brief summer, the Bird gave us reason to rejoice. It wasn't just his phenomenal pitching. It was the pure, unabashed joy that he brought to the game. Mark Fidrich brought a ray of sunshine to a city that desperately needed it.
Well, whatever your thoughts, we always appreciate hearing them. You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.